Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Edition Murph. On the show today, we've got super talented singer-songwriter Jessica Rose joining us. We'll talk with Jessica about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And I've also got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, what's up?
Hey, Cody. Really looking forward to this interview today. It was scheduled at very short notice, but a lot of things happen at the last minute, and this is definitely one of them. Great happen at the last minute, one of them.
And before we bring Jessica on, I got to say, she's a rock star for doing this at such short notice. She is a rock star. And also, before we bring her on, we hear... here at the show, have to send our condolences to Madeline Victoria. She suffered a death in the family not too long ago. So we're all thinking about you, Madeline. And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Jessica Rose to the show. Hey, Jessica, how are you?
Hi. Hey, how are you guys doing?
We are just doing
pretty
awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
You know, as I was telling Craig earlier, You, my friend, are a rock star for doing this on such short notice.
Thank you. I'm happy that we were able to work it out. It's definitely exciting to be on. I'm really excited about it.
We're very excited to have you, Jessica.
Thanks.
Yeah, before we get things started today, I'd like to give my guests an opportunity to introduce themselves and just tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Sure. I'm now in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm from New York, but I decided to move to Nashville to further my music career and become a better songwriter, write more music, and be able to write with other songwriters because in New York I felt like I was limited to the amount of, like, songwriters that were in my city. So I moved here, perform a lot. I got started basically by learning guitar when I was 15, and that was the best decision I've ever made. Since learning guitar, it's given me, like, the courage to perform in front of people. I was a little shy when I was younger and didn't really want to sing by myself in front of crowds. So once I started playing guitar, I felt like it gave me the courage, and I wasn't standing up on stage by myself. So learning guitar was, like, the best thing I've ever done in my entire life. I would recommend if anyone is thinking about learning guitar, just do it, because it's something that you will be able to cherish and play for the rest of your life. So that's kind of how I fell into music was, growing up, my dad played the drums, and fortunately enough, he was pretty talented as a musician. So once I saw him play the drums, I said, oh, I want to do that. So, he taught me how to play, and I just fell in love with music. Every single concert that I went to, I was just inspired, and I said, this is what I want to do. Like, there's no better feeling than singing to a crowd of people that are singing along with you. I feel like that's, like, the best energy, and, it's just, like, a lot of love in one room, when a whole crowd is singing together. It's just, it's an awesome feeling. So I knew that's what I wanted to do, and that's what I'm doing now here in Nashville.
That's awesome. And I love what you said about learning guitar, which is what I'm in the process of doing right now.
Awesome.
I'm actually attempting to reteach myself because I picked it up. I took lessons for years and they weren't getting me anywhere. I had music I wanted to play. So about maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I picked up my old Fender Californian acoustic, and I was like, I'm learning country on this thing.
Wow, cool.
I'm learning to play a country on this thing by myself. And it's been fun.
Good for you.
It's been so much fun.
Good. I can't believe that. I'm excited to hear that you're learning guitar. That's awesome.
And I've always been musically inclined. I was in the marching band in from a fifth grade through 12th grade. I've always loved music. So I figure a guitar is probably the easiest instrument for me. So
yeah. Oh yeah, that's great. I love it. And you could play it for the rest of your life, And at least,
right, exactly.
You can carry it around with you. If you're a drummer, that's a tough instrument because you can't carry everything around.
Right, exactly.
Jessica, let me ask you a quick question. Do you still, I know you play guitar at all your shows. Mm-hmm. Would you ever be able to, like, do a drum solo?
It's funny. It's funny because in Nashville, I do have a band gig. And in the wintertime when it was slow here in Nashville, like, there wasn't a lot of people out and about because it was cold, you know, and the show must go on. So we all show up and still play. And when it's not busy at the bars that I play at, you know, downtown in Nashville, I'll just sometimes say, hey, can I play a little bit on the drums? And I'll play a few songs with the band and have fun. I mean, it's not the greatest drum playing, but when there's not many people there and there's an empty bar in the wintertime,
right,
I'm like, let's just have fun with it. So, you know, I actually did every once in a while.
You know, drums were my first instrument too, believe it or not.
No
so,
way, really. That's
yeah,
so cool.
I've loved the drums pretty much ever since I picked one up. I've loved it. So.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. And I actually, with a lot of my shows, I play a kick drum with my foot. So I feel
right.
like I kind of, you know, it was great learning the drums at first because it gave me, you know, the ability to keep a rhythm and a beat. So I'm, like, thankful
mm-hmm.
that I'm able to do that because some people can't, you know, keep a beat or a rhythm.
Save their lives. I understand that completely. Trust me.
Yeah.
I understand that.
cool.
I wanted to I've got some kind of fun kind of get-to-know-you questions in a second. But
sure.
I wanted to talk about your music first off.
Okay.
I just recently bought your Wild Hearts EP.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot stop listening to this thing. It is
oh, my gosh.
So
I'm glad you like it. Thank you.
Did you write all the material on this EP?
So I wrote on every single song. But each song was actually friends of mine. I said, you know, I'm trying to write songs for a new EP. Do you guys want to sit down and write together? So, I mean, I've written with a ton of people, and I've written a ton of songs, and it was so hard to pick out which ones I wanted for this EP. And, you know, on the CD, I have multiple different songwriters that wrote with me. So it was kind of like, you know, a team effort. But a lot of the stuff on there were my ideas and, you know, things that just, like, resonated with me. I was like, wow. Like, I want this on my CD because, you know, I feel like it's me. Some of the songs, well, all the songs, they wouldn't be on here. But, yeah, so it wasn't like just a solo thing. Like, I worked together with my friends, and we said we want to, you know, try and write the best song we can.
When I bought the EP, and I think the greatest technological invention ever is the iTunes shuffle button. So I put this thing on shuffle, and the first song that came up was A Look For Me. And, oh, my God.
That's my favorite EP, Look For Me.
Thank you.
Such a great song,
I think,
oh, my God.
Great,
yeah.
Mellow, soft sound with a terrific melody.
I know. I love upbeat music, and that's like, I just love upbeat music. But that song, I think, is my favorite. I just, you know, that's one of the songs that I feel like could be on country radio. The other songs are, you know, a little bit more poppy and everything. But, you know, I feel
right.
like that song, it could be, you know, is up there with the heavy hitters in country music. And, you know, even if someone like Sarah Evans or, you know, if they wanted to sing that song, they're more than welcome to. I'm actually seeing Sarah Evans later today. So I'm going to be like, hey, I think she's coming out with some new stuff.
Awesome. That's what you're seeing later?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's funny? I met Sarah 2 years ago while when she had her own CMA party. Well, maybe a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I remember buying one of her shirts, and she actually, she has three children. I was asking her, should I wash this shirt after you autograph it? And so I was almost asking her tips about, you know, like being a mother, because I was someone that was just learning how to do washes on my own. So that's the one thing I remember from the show. And I still have that shirt. So obviously I must have followed her advice well enough.
Yes, I'm sure. Yeah, she seems like just like a normal girl, like woman, and just so talented. So I'm excited to meet her later. And I'll post some pictures later on so you guys can see. And, you know,
sweet.
It'll be fun. Yeah.
I don't know if you know this or not, but as I was telling you off air, I host indie country music show every Friday afternoon, and a couple of weeks ago, Look For Me actually came in at number one on the show.
Oh my gosh, I saw that you posted about it. I have to listen to the Friday show. That's so cool. So, oh man, that's a song that I definitely want to do a music video to, and I'm actually planning on doing that music video when I visit New York. I think, yeah, it'll be a cool music video in New York. You know, it's where I'm from, and I just think even the song, like, you know, going back to your roots and filming something where you're from is really cool. So I'm definitely in the works of planning that.
Oh, have you have you decided basically what the video is going to be about, who's going to be in the video, you know, like all the casting, and
so,
when where do you film it?
Yes. I have to talk to my videographer, but I have a ton of ideas that I'm going to run by with him. But I do want to have some folks in it. I may, if it works out, film a little bit at my hometown show. So I think it would be exciting to have friends and family and people that are at my hometown show in the video. So it would be awesome to have everyone in it, like kind of like a bar scene, you know, towards the end of the video where I have, you know, not just people I don't know in the video. Like, it's awesome to be able to share, and, you know, if Craig, if you're there, you know, you may be in the video, and it's just cool that, like, you would be in there and be able to share it with your friends. And, like, you know, just it's great to have everyone be a part of something. Like, and that's what I want to do, is, like, incorporate having everyone involved. And, you know, it's just that's why I like music so much, is because we could share and, like,
I would love to be in the video, Jessica, but even if I'm not, obviously, you know, you can count me in for your show on 728. I have the date.
Yes. Now. Awesome. Yeah, so that'll be fun. I have to see if it'll work out. But we'll definitely, I mean, that's an idea that I have.
It's a great idea.
Thanks.
I've got some kind of fun kind of get to know you questions, if you're okay with it.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. This first question I've never asked on the show. So you're a guinea pig here, okay?
Okay.
and this question is courtesy of my friend at a CM chat. They posted this question on Twitter, and I thought it was great, so I had to borrow it. So,
cool.
If you could pick one celebrity to narrate the story of your life, who would it be?
Wow. I wanted to pick, the first person that came to mind was Lauren Elena, because she's just awesome, and the road less traveled is just like an anthem. Like, I totally listen to that song all the time. So I'd pick Lauren Elena, but she would definitely put like a Southern twist on my story with her Southern accent from being from Georgia.
That'd be awesome. For me though, I think it'd be a toss up between a Morgan Freeman and Denzel Washington. Okay,
oh my gosh.
Morgan
Freeman.
Morgan Freeman makes everything exponentially more epic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just like if his voice is not on a movie, I'm like, wow, they should have had Morgan Freeman do it because it would have been so much more, you know, effective.
Exactly.
Like, wow.
I agree completely.
So when you if you win a Josie Award, then Morgan Freeman is the number one choice.
Yes. Oh my God.
Okay. This is another brand new question for you. That I've only asked like maybe twice, but it's more of like a serious type question. But I know you're obviously a creative person. So, so what inspires or motivates you?
That's a good question. I really think. You know, some days you wake up and you're not as motivated as, you know, you should be, or, I mean, everyone's been there where there's a day like, oh man, I woke up, I don't want to go to work today, but I think like it's really, for me, it's about like my friends and my followers and fans on Twitter and Facebook and just knowing that you all are there for me and are waiting to see what's next for me or, you know, wanting me to do a Facebook Live. I mean, that's, you know, the things that drive me to keep going and keep doing better. So I would definitely say just like the people around me, you know, whether it's on social media or in life,
right.
Like they just really influence me to keep going.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up about social media because that leads to my next question. How has social media affected your career this far?
Oh man, it's really been so significant to my career. I've benefited from growing up where we didn't have like that much social media growing up, and now it's turning around to like. Like, I listened to CDs when I was younger. The other day I was talking about how, like, I had a CD player. I didn't have an iPod.
I remember those
when
days.
I was younger. I mean, I did have an iPod, but I had a CD player, a portable one, and I would, if I went for a walk or went running, like, you can't go running with a CD player, you know. So it's funny that, like, It's cool seeing where we didn't need social media back then, but now it's just like so important. Like if you're not on social media, you're basically irrelevant, you know, especially in the music world, right? So it's totally, it's influenced even with the new EP release. I mean, doing the Pledge music and doing the pre-order on there, I mean, that was amazing. I wouldn't have been able to get the word out there about the new EP without social media. Like, I don't know how I would do it.
Right.
It's, what am I going to, you know, knock on people's doors? Hey, I have a new CD coming out. Like, it's crazy to think how people did it without social media back in the day, you know, when they're releasing new music.
Right. And that sort of leads me again to my next couple of questions. Being in this social media age that we're in right now, do you think it's easier for people to get noticed by record executives than it was, say, 25 or 30 years ago?
I believe it is. I believe it's easier now. However, there could be totally different scenarios because I definitely perform out a lot. And I feel like 20, 30 years ago, if I, you know, was growing up then, since I performed out so much, you know, maybe I would have been discovered. But at the same time, we have people that don't even really do shows out, you know, at venues or bars, and they're doing really well just being on social media and you know, kind of doing I really should do a stage it show. I was thinking about putting one together because those are cool. I mean, if you're at a venue, only the people there can see you. But if you do a stage it show and everyone shares it to one another, I mean, it could be limitless. So I do think it's helped artists. And even Spotify, it's been awesome.
I'm in all in favor of you doing it, Jessica. I know that I would definitely come, and I think you would probably sell out.
On stage it?
Absolutely. That would be like another EP release show you could do to help promote Wild Hearts.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Now, the next question I have for you, I heard Dan Rather ask this to a Kid Rock one time, and I thought it was just the greatest question ever. Okay?
Cool, yeah.
So, when everything's said and done with your career, what's one thing you want to be remembered for as an artist?
I would say, I think just being a nice person is definitely something that I want people to remember me by. You know, I don't want people to say, oh, you know, Jessica, she was all right. You know, I just want to make an impact and just be a nice person. And, you know, just a happy-go-lucky person. Yeah.
Right.
Jessica, I think for the people that have met you and you went over as fans, there's no doubt about what you just said.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you do leave
that
very positive impression.
I have yet to meet you in person, Jessica, but we've been on social media for literally years.
it's been a long time.
It has. And honestly, I don't remember who followed who first, honestly. I don't even remember.
I know,
But I think to kind of wrap things up, I've got two more questions for you.
Sure.
If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
I'm a person where, you know, I guess I try not to have regrets because I do feel everything happens not only for a reason, but I think there's a lot of fate involved in, you know, who you're going to meet, who you're going to be friends with. You know, if I got told no for one thing, it means maybe, all right, that there's a reason for that. You know, you can't really, in this day and age and like in music, you can't get upset about, you know, things that went bad or, you know, getting told no, because it's a lot of opinion based. And someone who told you no, it means it leaves the door open for someone else who's really going to help you and love your music. And so I really don't regret anything. And it sounds like, oh, you know, there's been a ton of things that I wish went a different way. But I just think it leaves the door open for another opportunity. So for that, you know, I feel like everything happens the way it's supposed to. So I really don't have many regrets at all, you know.
Awesome. And I think this is it for me, unless Craig has anything else.
I have one question.
Okay. Craig, go ahead, buddy.
Yes. I wanted to discuss that in August you're going to have the opportunity to open up. Well, you will be opening up for Tracy Lawrence.
Yes, I will be
on a contest.
Yes.
Where you performed Not This Time, which has become one of my favorite songs.
Aw.
Yes. So,
thank you.
Are you doing any special preparations for this show where you're going to be opening for him in Kentucky? And if you win the contest afterwards, you had told me that you would be eligible for a Billboard. Can you elaborate a little further on that?
Sure. Yeah, I'll be opening up for Tracy Lawrence in Hopkinsville, Kentucky on August 19th, excuse me. But I'm preparing for it, you know, just starting to get ideas of what songs I want to do. I do have some time before then, but I have ideas of the songs I want to play. And then also, I just started working out, getting the gym regularly, so... You know, it's an outside country festival. You know, you have to have a good voice, but you also have to have the stability of being in shape and, you know, being able to perform on stage and stuff. So those are, like, the two things that I've been doing. And just getting my head mentally ready for it because, it is a lot of work to put on a show and everything, so... but those are the two things. I think I have my song selection picked out. I just have to run it by, like, Tracy Lawrence's manager and everything. So it's really put together as long as it's approved. So I'm really excited for it. It's going to be awesome.
I know you'll put on a super performance.
Thank you.
If you win the contest, do you get to write to perform, like, at the Opry in New York stage?
Yes. So if I win the contest, I will be able to perform at the Grand Ole Opry that's opening in Times Square in New York.
Oh,
so I'm really excited for that.
Sweet.
I will be rooting for you big time, Jessica. And if you win
Thank
the
you.
Contest,
oh, yes.
I will be there at Times Square to see you perform.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're
That'll
welcome.
That'll be great.
Wow, 30 minutes kind of flew by, didn't it, folks?
Yeah.
Before I let you go, I wanted to say, I thank you again for doing this on a really short notice. Because,
no problem. Thank you.
We had originally scheduled this for, I believe, August, and
yes.
Some things happened, and could reach out to you. So I thank you again for bumping this up to today.
No problem.
And I always tell all my guests this. I have so much respect for what you do, and if there's ever anything that we can do on the show to help promote you in any way, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Thank you so much. That really means a lot because it's hard to do it on your own, you know? So it helps a lot.
And
I really appreciate you.
And I think I can safely say you're definitely a friend of the show, and like I said, if there's ever anything you need, we're there.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me on, and it's been awesome to be a part of it. And, I can't believe that this all worked out. I'm so happy that you guys had me on. And it's all about getting the music out there and sharing with friends and hoping that everyone enjoys it. So I really thank you guys so much
completely.
For having me.
It's been an honor, Jessica.
And it got
thank you.
It got a little crazy there for a second. I mean when today's interview that was supposed to have happened, I got the email and it was canceled. I was like, oh, crap, what am I going to do? So. But like I said, I'm a big thanks to Craig for reaching out to you, and again, thank you for agreeing to actually do it. So
no problem.
Yes.
Thank you.
I owe you a lot of gratitude, Jessica.
Oh, I appreciate you guys for playing my music and getting it out there for me. It really does help, so I really appreciate you guys.
No, and I have a feeling that a bunch more of your music will end up on Indie Country Radio. I have a feeling.
Awesome. I love independent radio. It's awesome.
Before we do go, do you want to tell the listeners where they can find you on social media?
Sure. So my social media accounts are all on my website, and my website is realjessicarose.com. So that's R-E-A-L, jessicarose.com. And you can find everything on there. You can find me on Facebook, Real Jessica Rose, and Twitter is actually at my full name, which is Jessica Cartalis. But if you type in Jessica Rose Music, you'll find me on there.
Awesome. And I follow you on everything.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there. I follow you on everything.
Awesome.
Anyway, I think I'm going to let you go, but you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Thank you guys so much. That's so sweet of you.
I'll talk to you later, okay, Jessica?
All right, thank you guys.
You're welcome. Have fun tonight with Sarah Evans.
I will. Thank you so much. I'm going to get ready and head on over in a little bit. So, thank you guys.
Thank you, Jessica.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was so much fun. Oh, my God, that was so fun.
The best things happen spontaneously, and this was certainly up there.
I agree completely. That was probably one of my favorite interviews I've done in a long time.
You know, I met Jessica at CMA Fest, and I had spoken to her before, and right now she really seems to be, she's the real deal. What you see is what you get. You know, she's a wonderful.
I agree completely. And like I told her, even though I have yet to meet her in person, it's going to happen sooner rather than later. After today, it's going to happen sooner rather than later. So,
if you come to the Josie Awards, you'll definitely meet her because she's one
of
the nominees.
I'm doing.
So will I. And I plan on attending her Staten Island show on July 28th, only 30 miles from where I live, and I plan on bringing my friend in Staten Island to the show. So that's going to be very exciting, regardless of whether or not I'm in the video. She's great to see live.
I'll keep that in mind. So I think I'm going to let you go too, okay, buddy?
Okay, thanks again, Cody, for letting me participate in another great interview.
Absolutely, buddy. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Have a good night, Cody.
All right, you too. Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Jessica Rose. Let's see. A couple things before I get off here. No show next week because it's obviously the 4th of July, which is obvious. So no show next week, but July 11th, we have the super talented Kaylin Britt joining us. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I'll be announcing more interviews, like I always do, on the 11th. So, with that being said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Fleet Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.